Agency IT projects face plenty of oversight. OMB has their watch list and their high-risk list. The Government Accountability Office has its high-risk list. And, of course, agency inspector generals issue reports with yet still more lists. Kundra wants to cut back on this proliferation of lists.
The CIOs within agencies, actually one of the things people brought up was there was confusion around what is the high-risk list versus what is the management watch list versus what is the GAO high-risk list. And that's what we're looking at to figure out what is the most thoughtful, appropriate way moving forward so that we don't have three or four sets of lists to try to understand, dissect, and distill what's really going on with IT spend.
Kundra told a Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Subcommittee April 28th that one of his goals is to ensure agencies are spending the $71 billion technology budget in a way that produces results. He says all too often, agencies are not aware of problems until it's too late.
How do we ensure that we're not just looking at lagging indicators, but leading indicators around problems when it comes to IT investments or if projects begin to go in the wrong direction? How do we get ahead of some of those problems?
Kundra says the key is to make mid-course corrections in a timely manner.
What we need to do is increase the frequency and consolidate into one list some of those investments.
OMB expects to finish this analysis by June. Karen Evans, the former OMB administrator for e-government and IT, says a consolidated list would be helpful to agencies.
A roadmap of prioritizing their system investments, which maps to the agency's strategic plan. To do this, agencies should bolster the role of department-level CIOs beyond a mere pass-through of business cases to OMB. They should equip and empower the CIO to provide meaningful investment analysis, strategy, and oversight, and not to continue to allow component agencies to disregard departmental policy and direction by investing in IT independently of the department or the government-wide strategy.
One solution Kundra used in previous jobs is tracking programs through an electronic dashboard.
We believe that as we're looking at the IT investments, one of the areas we're exploring is how do we get as close to real-time data as possible, and how do we ensure that we can make as much of that information public and available to the American people so that we have analysis that's happening, not just limited to OMB and the agencies, but the American people can hold the government accountable for the investments that are being made.
And is this going to become a dashboard eventually?
Stay tuned.
The project management effort is part of a larger initiative to develop an IT strategy. Kundra says this strategy will have three sections.
As far as one, the agenda, number two, rationalizing the reports that we've talked about, number three, in terms of what we're doing as far as our transparency initiatives and what results we hope to produce as a function of those transparency initiatives. And also in terms of the path forward, making sure that from an accountability perspective, how do we measure success from an OMB perspective? And I look forward to working with the new chief performance officer as we set out, you know, the agenda around technology and innovation across the federal government and also the new chief technology officer.
But OMB's initiatives alone will not solve some longstanding IT project management problems. David Powner is GAO's director of IT management issues. He says there are a few specific things that agencies need to do first and foremost.
We need to start with adequate justification, where we have a business case that justifies the investments. We currently have a business case, frankly, that's gotten a little bit unwieldy. It's rather excessive. We need to streamline that and make sure we have an adequate business case that every investment is justified.
He adds, every major IT project could be put on a watch list to focus on their existing problems.
We now need to focus on fixing the problem, tackling the root causes on why we have so many troubled projects, whether it's people, whether it's processes and those things. I mean, I can tell you right now that based on all the work we've done for you and the data that Ms. Evans has, we can go right down the list. Requirements definition is poor. We don't manage risk well. We don't oversee contractors well. We know where there's a lot of pain points that we can improve going forward.
Kundra adds that part of the solution also will be to hold CIOs more accountable for IT projects. But, he says, OMB must make sure they have sufficient resources for their specific projects. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.